Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're going deep on a topic that's keeping AI security architects up at night, LLM jailbreaking. Not the parlor tricks you see on social media. We're talking about the sophisticated techniques that actually work against enterprise systems, and more importantly, the layered defenses you need to stop them. Let's get into it. Section: The Anatomy of LLM Jailbreaking. Understanding the attack surface. Before we talk defense, we need to understand what we're defending against. LLM jailbreaking isn't a single technique. It's an evolving family of attacks that exploit the fundamental tension between a model's capability and its constraints. MITRE ATLAS categorizes these under AML.T0051, LLM prompt injection. But that taxonomy barely scratches the surface of what's happening in the wild. The attack surface breaks down into three primary vectors. First, direct prompt injection, attacker-controlled input that manipulates the model's behavior through the primary input channel. Second, indirect prompt injection, malicious instructions embedded in external data sources the LLM processes. Think poison documents, web pages, or database content. Third, multimodal injection, attacks leveraging images, audio, or other modalities to bypass text-based filters. What makes this particularly dangerous in enterprise contexts is the integration architecture. Your LLM isn't operating in isolation. It's connected to our AG systems, databases, APIs, and internal tools. A successful jailbreak doesn't just make the model say something inappropriate. It can trigger unauthorized actions across your entire stack. Code example shown in the article. This primitive example wouldn't work against modern systems, but it illustrates the core concept. Attackers attempt to override the system prompt's authority. The sophistication has increased dramatically. We're now seeing attacks that use encoding tricks, language switching, and even seemingly benign conversations that gradually shift the model's behavior over multiple turns. OWASP's LLM Top 10 lists prompt injection as LLM-01 for good reason. In my assessments, I found that roughly 70% of enterprise LLM deployments have at least one exploitable injection path when subjected to systematic red teaming. Here's my take on this. Jailbreaking isn't about making the AI say bad words. It's about breaking the trust boundary between user input and system authority, and in enterprise contexts, that boundary often connects to your crown jewels. Section: Advanced Jailbreaking Techniques. What your red team needs to know. Let's get into the specific TTPs that actually work against production systems. I'm sharing these because defenders need to understand them, and frankly, attackers already do. Crescendo attacks, multi-turn manipulation. Rather than a single malicious prompt, attackers conduct seemingly innocent conversations that gradually shift context. Over 10 to 15 turns, they establish premises that make the final malicious request seem reasonable within the conversation's frame. Microsoft's research documented success rates exceeding 60% against GPT for using this technique. Payload splitting, breaking malicious instructions across multiple inputs or encoding them in ways that evade pattern matching. Base64, ROT13, Pig Latin, and custom encoding schemes all see use. Code example shown in the article, virtualization attacks. Convincing the model it's operating in a hypothetical scenario, simulation, or roleplay where normal restrictions don't apply. The grandmother exploit that convinced models to provide dangerous information by framing requests as, "What would my grandmother say?" demonstrated this class of vulnerability. Token smuggling. Exploiting tokenization quirks to inject instructions that appear benign to filters but decode differently within the model. Unicode homoglyphs, zero-width characters, and careful character substitution can bypass naive input validation. Mini-shot jailbreaking. Anthropic's research revealed that including many examples of the model complying with restricted requests in the prompt context can override safety training. With sufficient in-context examples, models begin pattern matching to the demonstrated behavior rather than their training. For red teams, tools like Garrick, PyRIT, Microsoft's Python Risk Identification Toolkit, and the AI vulnerability database provides structured approaches to testing these vectors. I recommend running assessments quarterly at minimum, and after any significant model or prompt architecture changes. Here's my take on this. The most effective jailbreaks I've seen don't fight the model's guardrails directly. They convince the model that the guardrails don't apply to this particular situation. Context manipulation beats brute force every time. Section: Input validation and prompt hardening, your first line of defense. Let's talk defense architecture. The NIST AI RMF emphasizes a layered approach, and for LLM security, that starts with hardening your input pipeline and system prompts. System prompt architecture. Your system prompt is your security policy. Treat it accordingly. Structure it with explicit boundaries, output format constraints, and refusal patterns. But here's the critical insight. System prompts alone are not a security control. They're guidance that can be overridden. Code example shown in the article. Input sanitization. Implement pre-processing that normalizes encoding, strips suspicious Unicode, and flags known injection patterns. But don't rely on block lists alone. They're trivially bypassed. Instead, use semantic analysis to detect intent divergence between the stated request and likely goal. Canary tokens. Embed unique tokens in your system prompt that should never appear in outputs. If they do, you've detected a prompt leak. Code example shown in the article, context window management. Many attacks exploit large context windows to dilute system prompt authority. Implement rolling summarization that preserves security critical context while limiting attack surface from accumulated conversation history. Remember, input validation is necessary but insufficient. Sophisticated attacks will get through. Your architecture must assume breach and implement defense in depth. Here's my take on this. I've seen teams spend months perfecting system prompts only to have them bypassed in minutes during red team exercises. System prompts are policy documentation for the model, not security controls. Design accordingly. Section: Output filtering and behavioral monitoring. Catching what gets through. Since input controls will fail, output controls must catch what slips through. This is where many enterprise deployments fall short. They focus entirely on preventing bad inputs rather than detecting bad outputs. Multi-layer output analysis. Implement classifiers that examine responses for policy violations, sensitive data leakage, and behavioral anomalies. This should happen before the response reaches the user. Code example shown in the article, behavioral baselining. Track normal response patterns, length distributions, topic clustering, refusal rates. Significant deviations indicate potential compromise. If your customer service bot suddenly starts discussing unrelated technical topics at unusual length, something's wrong. Semantic similarity monitoring. Compare output semantics against the original query intent. High divergence suggests the model may have been manipulated into off-topic responses, a hallmark of successful jailbreaking. Structured output enforcement. Where possible, constrain outputs to predefined schemas. A model that must respond with JSON matching a specific structure has far less room for malicious content than one producing freeform text. Code example shown in the article. Implement alerting pipelines that notify security teams of blocked outputs, unusual patterns, and potential attack campaigns. This telemetry is invaluable for threat intelligence and improving defenses over time. Here's my take on this. Output filtering is your safety net when input validation fails, and it will fail. The question isn't whether attackers will get malicious prompts through, it's whether you'll catch the results before they cause damage. Section: Architectural isolation and least privilege for LLM systems. Here's where security architecture fundamentals meet AI systems. The principle of least privilege applies to LLMs just as it does to any other system component. Arguably more so, given their unpredictable behavior under adversarial conditions. Tool and API isolation. When your LLM has access to tools, function calling, API integration, implement strict boundaries. Each tool should have its own authorization scope, rate limits, and audit logging. Never give an LLM blanket access to internal APIs. Code example shown in the article. RAG pipeline security. Your retrieval augmented generation system is an indirect injection vector. Implement content security policies for ingested documents. Scan for embedded instructions, unusual formatting, and suspicious patterns before adding content to your vector store. Consider document provenance tracking. Know where your context comes from. Execution sandboxing. If your LLM generates code or queries for execution, run them in isolated environments with strict resource limits. Container-based sandboxing with network isolation prevents a compromised generation from reaching other systems. Human in the loop for high-risk actions. For operations with significant consequences, financial transactions, data modifications, external communications, require human approval. Design your architecture so the LLM can propose actions, but not execute them directly. Code example shown in the article, map your LLM's capabilities against MITRE ATLAS techniques and ensure each capability has corresponding controls. Document these in your security architecture and review them whenever capabilities change. Here's my take on this. An LLM with tool access is only as secure as its least privileged tool. I've seen jailbreaks that failed to produce harmful text, but successfully triggered unauthorized API calls. Capability equals risk, scope accordingly. Section: Building an LLM Security Operations Program. Technical controls matter, but sustainable security requires operational processes. Here's how to build an LLM security program that scales. Continuous red teaming. Establish a regular cadence of adversarial testing. Use automated tools like Garrick for baseline coverage, but supplement with human red teamers who can conduct creative, context-aware attacks. Document findings in a format compatible with MITRE ATLAS for consistent threat modeling. Incident response playbooks. Develop specific playbooks for LLM security incidents. Unlike traditional application security, LLM compromises may not leave clear forensic trails. Your playbooks should address detecting jailbreak attempts versus successes, determining impact scope when a jailbreak access tools or data, communication protocols when model outputs reach external parties, and model rollback and prompt revision procedures. Threat intelligence integration. The jailbreaking landscape evolves rapidly. Subscribe to AI security research feeds, monitor prompt injection repositories, and participate in information sharing communities. What worked last month may be patched, but new techniques emerge weekly. Metrics and KPIs. Track meaningful security metrics. Jailbreak attempt detection rate. Mean time to detect successful jailbreaks. False positive rates on input and output filtering and tool access anomaly detection accuracy all provide visibility into your security posture. Vendor assessment. If you're using third-party LLM APIs, assess their security posture rigorously. Understand their safety training approaches, logging capabilities, and incident notification procedures. Include AI-specific requirements in vendor security questionnaires. Finally, invest in training. Your security team needs to understand LLM-specific attack patterns, and your developers need to understand secure integration practices. This technology is too new for anyone to rely on intuition alone. Structured knowledge transfer is essential. Here's my take on this. LLM security isn't a one-time implementation. It's an ongoing program. The models change, the attacks evolve, and yesterday's defenses become tomorrow's bypasses. Build for continuous adaptation, not static protection. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. LLM jailbreaking exploits the tension between capability and constraint. Attackers manipulate context to make guardrails seem inapplicable rather than fighting them directly. Takeaway 2. System prompts are policy documentation, not security controls. Implement defense in depth with input validation, output filtering, and architectural isolation. Takeaway 3. Output filtering is your safety net. Implement multi-layer analysis including PII detection, behavioral baselining, and semantic similarity monitoring. Takeaway 4. Apply least privilege rigorously to LLM tool access. Scope each capability, implement rate limiting, and require human approval for high-risk actions. Takeaway 5. Build continuous security operations, regular red teaming, LLM-specific incident response playbooks, and active threat intelligence integration are essential for adaptive defense. That's the reality of LLM security in 2026. It's not a checkbox, it's an ongoing discipline. The techniques will keep evolving, which means your defenses have to evolve too. Start with understanding the attack surface, build those layered controls, and invest in the operational program to keep it all running. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.